Pakistan is stepping up airport security, banning rallies, and rounding up hundreds of activists today. The government is preparing for the planned return of former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif, who's expected to arrive in Islamabad tomorrow. He says he'll campaign against President Pervez Musharraf. It's not a friendly rivalry. Musharraf ousted Sharif's elected government in 1999. Sharif's return could pose a major challenge to Musharraf's somewhat shaky hold on power. NPR's Philip Reeves reports from Rawalpindi, Pakistan.
This is the house of an angry family. The police dropped by 2 days ago. Sidra Beg says they arrested her father, brother and cousin and whisked them off to prison. The family shows me police paperwork. The documents allege the three men were involved in illegal political agitation here in Rawalpindi. Sidra Beg says there's one reason her relatives were jailed. They're supporters of Nawaz Sharif's political party.
Obviously and naturally we are very angry with the way my brother, my father and the cousin are being treated.
The arrests are part of a roundup that's been going on in Pakistan for several days. It's especially apparent in Sharif's home province and stronghold, Punjab. Officials from Sharif's party say hundreds of activists have been detained ahead of his expected arrival. Sharif's people consider the crackdown an attempt by Musharraf to stop Pakistanis from turning out en masse to welcome the former prime minister. Pakistan's federal government denies it's rounding up people. It says any arrests are the work of provincial police. Sidra Beg says that makes little difference to her and her family.
We all here are so upset and so frightened and scared, you know. So scared. The police told us that even we will pick up all your kids from here, all family members.
Musharraf deposed Nawaz Sharif in a coup 8 years ago. Sharif was given a life sentence for refusing to allow a plane carrying Musharraf to land. Yet the following year, Sharif was allowed to go into exile in Saudi Arabia. Pakistan says Sharif signed a 10-year agreement with the Saudis to remain in exile. Sharif denies it. But yesterday, the head of Saudi intelligence, Prince Mukrin bin Abdulaziz, showed the news media a copy of what he said was the exile agreement.
We're really hoping, sincerely hoping that His Excellency Nawaz Sharif honors this agreement.
Soon afterwards, Pakistani TV viewers heard Sharif's voice on a crackling line from his London base. Sharif said he's coming home.
We want to ensure restoration of rule of law.
Sharif is an improbable people's hero. He's from a wealthy family of industrialists, and he's a protege of an earlier military dictator, General Zia-ul-Haq. Sharif's two governments were widely considered corrupt and inept. Most Pakistanis were glad to see him go. Now Sharif's back at the top of the polls because he's challenging Musharraf. He also boasts he's refusing to negotiate with Musharraf's government, unlike another former prime minister with ambitions to come back, Benazir Bhutto. Sharif plans to return with his politician brother, Shahbaz, who was also exiled. The brother's return was made possible by a Supreme Court ruling that declared that the government can't stop them coming home. But Nawaz Sharif and his brother face the possibility of arrest when they get off the plane. Raja Zarif-ul-Haq is a senior official from Sharif's party. He says any attempt by Musharraf to obstruct either man would backfire.
If the government does anything against me and Nawaz Sharif or me and Shahbaz Sharif, they would accelerate the process of their own demise.
Pakistan's news media are bombarding Information Minister Tariq Azim with questions about how the government will react to Sharif's expected return. Azim is evasive.
What happens on Monday will be purely a matter for the law. I mean, I cannot say what will happen.
Back in Rawalpindi, Sidra Beg and her family are watching events unfold. She says so far the government's strategy of arrests and crackdowns isn't working.
Now every kid is determined to receive Nawaz Sharif, and students from the colleges, they will go to receive him. 10 times more people will go.
Nawaz Sharif says he'll arrive in Pakistan tomorrow. He will undoubtedly be stepping into and contributing to a political firestorm. Philip Reeves, NPR News, Rawalpindi.